Welcome to GVEC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers. Stay informed about GVEC news and projects. Catch up on the latest happenings at the co-op and more. Let's get started.
Hello, GVEC, and welcome to the 2021 second quarter update. Obviously, we had hoped to be able to do this in person, and we were just about there. Getting everything ready to have the chance to see everybody, and then started seeing a flare up of some COVID cases around the offices and different crews and folks out in the field. And so we just decided to be safe and continue on with the updates in this manner. So hopefully in the coming months, we'll be able to see some improvement and be able to meet in person once again. So I just wanted to visit with you a little bit, and then we'll get into the second quarter update. Main thing I want to say is that, you know, as we're always faced with challenges, and certainly this year has been no different, and likely this year we've been faced with challenges that we never thought we would have to face. You know, even in 2020, we went through 2020 with the pandemic, rode ourselves through that, started to see some opportunities to come out of the impacts of the pandemic. And then, of course, we had the events of February with Winter Storm Uri and still dealing with some of the impacts of COVID itself. And what I have to say, though, is I'm just so proud of how GVEC continues to respond to these challenges. It's one of those sayings that when you've been knocked down or you've been kicked, it's whether or not you have the ability to stand up, get back on your feet, and move on. And that is what I have seen the employees of GVEC do time and time again. And I just want to say thank you for the work that you're doing. Thank you for how you have responded to these challenges. And thank you for the work that you're doing on behalf of the GVEC membership. You have proven again and again that you have the ability to get back up and to continue to meet the challenges that we have been faced with. So thank you for all that you have done for our members and our customers. Let me move now to the quarterly report, just to give you an idea of where we find ourselves. As you remember, the first section in the business plan is people and culture. And a couple of things that we've completed so far this year is to formalize the process that we use to evaluate the perks and rewards that GVEC offers to our employee family, as well as something we've just completed recently is the installation of Geotab vehicle monitoring devices. I'm sure all of you who are driving vehicles are aware of that now, and we're gonna use that technology to help evaluate how well we are doing as a team in driving in a safe and professional way. So I look forward to having that information and being able to see improvements in our driving scores. Moving to the metrics under people and culture, you'll see that the benchmark for our Glassdoor reviews is 120. Right now, we're at 84. I do want to stop here and say thank you to the employees for the recognition that we received through Glassdoor. I have to say that it's not my recognition, it's the recognition that all of you have put forth in the efforts to try to make GVEC look really good. And we use Glassdoor as a way to recruit. And so I also want to say that I had no idea, the HR group had no idea that there was these types of recognitions that came along with that. But I do want to say thank you. It was an honor for me to receive that recognition. And more importantly, it's an honor for GVEC, and it's a way for us to be able to further our ability to recruit top talent here. So thank you for doing that. The employee survey, we did meet our goal of 88% of participation on the survey. And then on the wellness fair, we had folks who stepped up and attended that and met the benchmark there. So thank you for doing that. Obviously, the employee safety meetings, we're hitting the metrics there. So keep up the good work and keep up your participation in those types of activities. safety metrics, first quarter or second quarter, doing fairly well for the most part. Our days away, restricted time off, you see there, we're at 0.50. No days away, no lost time yet. So I say yet, we don't want to have that at all. So please stay focused on that. Please stay safe. The recordable rate, we're at 1.5 on a benchmark of 3. Backing accidents, we're at 2.03 compared to 2.3. So doing fine there, just need to stay focused. The one area that we are struggling a little bit is on the at-fault accidents. So again, just we've got time to make this up. We've got time to improve for the remainder of the year. So just hoping that we can all stay focused and get those numbers back down on that particular benchmark. Moving to customer connectivity, one of the things that we're doing earlier in the year was analyzing information that we had in regards to improving the efficiencies of our call centers and our lobby operations. We had a pilot project that we had going on for a period of time where we changed the lobby hours and call center hours and determined whether or not that was going to work for us. And quite frankly, it worked very well, which allowed us to shorten the lobby hours from 8 to 5, but maintain the call center hours from 7:30 to 5:30. So we've seen some really good results with that. And so very pleased to see that we've been able to make that change. Moving to the metrics there, I got to put on my glasses. Customer connectivity metrics on call center performance, doing really well in the call center performance at 93.98% of calls answered under 30 seconds, 96 under 1 minute, 97, almost 98% of our calls were being answered under 2 minutes. So very pleased with the performance that we're seeing there with customer connectivity and the call center performance. Moving to the social media followers, we wanted to increase that by 5%. We have far exceeded that. We're now at 16,350 followers from the different social media outlets that we use, compared to a benchmark of 11,755. Of course, the storm in February really helped to gain numerous followers, not necessarily how we want to be able to, how we want to acquire those followers, but certainly we can take advantage of that moving forward and having them involved with us on the social media outlets. In regard to an installation of new service, we're doing really well on the broadband side, fiber to the home and wireless. We're at 4 days compared to a benchmark of 10. And on the electric side, doing really well there as well, at 15 days compared to an 18-day benchmark. Here's an area that we have done well through over the last numbers of years and continue to do well this year, and that is with our rates and keeping our rates competitive. We certainly have seen some rate pressure on GVEC. You'll recall in the second quarter, we did raise our rate in May. We increased it by 7 mils or 0.7 cents. And we're continuing to see that pressure. And in fact, I'll tell you today that the board decided upon my recommendation yesterday that we're going to increase rates again as of October the 1st. We're going to be going from a GNT rate of 0.066 cents to 0.074. And this primarily is because we continue to see power costs higher than what we had anticipated. After the storm in February, power costs elevated for in the forward markets. That pricing has remained at that level. And as we look into the winter of 22, we're still seeing prices elevated from what they were previously, and it's causing us to have to go ahead and make those changes now. I still feel fairly confident that we will be able to meet this benchmark and be within 15%. It's just not where we would like to be. Normally, we are one of the lowest. And in this case, we're likely to see our rates to start to climb where we're maybe, you know, slightly higher or higher than some of the others that we're comparing to when we're used to being right there with them or actually below them. And so we're feeling that rate pressure. It's an area that we are very focused on, but it's just an area, at least for the next 2 years or so, that we're just going to have to be comfortable with this rate change and get through this period of time until we have the opportunity to see power costs start to decline. Under operational excellence, you've got the completion of the Geronimo Circuit 5 step down and resectionalizing. We've got completed the two-way repeater radio system. And under the guidance of our managed security system, we were able to select and implement automated vulnerability alerting system. And that's been completed in regards to critical cybersecurity issues. And then we also have been in the process of evaluating the opportunities to begin having a monitoring of a 24/7, 365 day a year service for the broadband system. And I'm proud to say that we've completed that evaluation and in fact now are moving forward with an outsourced company that will help us to meet that target. Under operational excellence, the metrics there, you see the outage times were at an hour and 18 minutes compared to a benchmark of an hour and 19 on Katie for Sadie. And safety, we are slightly above the benchmarks there. But again, I think given the storms that we've had over the last numbers of months through May, June, and then July, certainly this is to be expected. We believe that looking forward that we have the opportunity to bring those actual metrics back down below the benchmarks. Moving on the metrics in regards to the network performance, you see that we're meeting all of those. So very happy about that. Cybersecurity, we have an A. Line loss here is somewhat skewed. We're at 7.42%, so greater than the benchmark there, but that's not unusual for this time of year. We fully expect that number to continue to decline. And then on the virtual power plants, looking to be at 23.2 megawatts available to us by the end of the year. We're at 20.88 now, and we expect to be able to meet that by the end of the year as well. Analytics and data science, this is a new area for us, of course, a new component of our business plan. I am very pleased to say that we have continued to make steady progress in the evaluation of GVEC's data and our ability to bring information together the way that we need to. We hired a consultant that has been very helpful to us in developing our plan to move forward. And in fact, we're now in a process of hiring them to begin the implementation of bringing a number of our data sources together and hope to be able to see parts of that occurring toward the end of the year. Moving to financial performance, we did complete our transmission cost of service filing this year. And just recently, we converted our accounts payable to ViewPost, and that's basically an electronic way of paying our bills for the beyond the meter services. We already do that for the electric and internet side, and it just helps to make us more efficient. The metrics under financial performance look a lot like they did at the end of the first quarter. You see there that our equity to asset ratio fell to 41%. The benchmark is at 48%. Again, this is just one of those areas that we're going to have to get comfortable with, that we're going to remain at that level, certainly through the remainder of the year. We're in the process of putting together a plan, a longer-term plan, to help to build that equity back over the next 4 to 5 years or so, and we feel very good about our ability to be able to do that. Debt service coverage, we're at 3.4 compared to a benchmark of 2.7, so that's strong. Rate of return strong there as well. We expect that to continue for the remainder of the year. Our liquidity position is certainly strong, and we feel good about where we find ourselves. In fact, we just were able to obtain another line of credit through Wells Fargo for an additional $50 million. So in fact, we have more liquidity today than we had prior to the winter storm. So very proud of the work that we were able to do that. And that's all a reflection of the financial strength of GVEC. You see there on the operating budget and capital budgets, we still remain significantly below our planned budget. So you see the benchmarks there for operating budget being within plus or minus 5% and capital budget of plus or minus 7%. We purposely have pulled back on capital somewhat, so we believe we certainly are going to, you know, be below that 7% mark. On operating budget, we've seen some areas there that we're very proud of, and so we want to make sure we don't allow this to count against us too much, because one of the areas we're seeing significant reduction in costs is on the medical plan. So all of you have done a very good job of managing those costs, which has helped to bring those down for GVEC. So very proud of that. You've heard me already talk about our ratings with S&P and with Fitch. We're now at A with S&P and A+ with Fitch. Again, downgrade in our ratings as a result of the winter storm and the impacts that it had on GVEC's financials. Again, we're going to have to just be comfortable with that for a period of time, and certainly we'll be working over the next few years to bring those back up. So that brings me to the overall score. And again, these are estimates and projections as to where we believe we may find ourselves toward the end of the year. And as you will recall, we're using these scores now to drive and determine the bonus metrics that we will be able to achieve at the end of the year. And so, you know, I'm really proud to say, I think the first quarter we were at 85%. So we've seen some progress there. And I just ask that you all stay focused and we keep doing what we've been doing, accomplishing the projects that we have before us and meeting those benchmarks. And I think by the time we get to the end of the year, we're all going to be in a very good place or a good place from a bonus perspective. So that's where we are with the second quarter report. I know it's a quick update. Again, just want to say thank you to all of you for the work that you have been doing over the last 6 months to get us through the many challenges that we have experienced. Ultimately, these challenges, as they always say, make you better. And I do believe that as we continue to progress and continue to meet these challenges and continue to show the true strength of GVEC, we will all be better for it. So thank you for the work that you're doing and continue to be safe.
If you enjoyed listening to this episode or have ideas on how we can make this podcast more interesting, email gvecunplugged@gvec.org with your feedback. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, or Overcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe until next time.